Publicly financed elections, clean drinking water, and New York's gun laws were in focus Wednesday night at the forum hosted by the League of Women Voters. Two-term Republican incumbent Kathy Marchione was joined on stage by two political newcomers, Democrat Sean Francis and Green Party candidate Joe Levy. Audience members asked the questions. The first, one that would come up multiple times during the hour-long debate, was what the candidates thought about publicly financing elections. Francis, who worked professionally as a minor league baseball umpire before becoming a labor union organizer, claimed public financing was the only way to strip money out of politics.
No union money, no corporation money, no special interest money. Publicly finance our elections, we solve this problem. And that proposition was laid down by the governor again this year. He said, please close it just for me. And the Senate Republicans chose not to follow that.
Levy, who described himself as the only candidate on stage that does not look like a politician, gave a shorter answer, saying he supports public financing and pointed to the system used in recent municipal elections in New York City.
It works in the city of New York, where the city council elections are publicly financed, and there's no reason why it shouldn't work all over the state.
Marchione said she's against public financing, saying taxpayers should not have to support a candidate they disagree with. She pointed to corruption and cited statistics from 2009 showing abuse in the New York City model.
$1.7 million in taxpayer dollars was fraudulently matched. That money went towards at least six city council campaigns, as well as Bill de Blasio's campaign for New York City public advocate.
The 43rd District runs from the Upper Hudson Valley along the Vermont and Massachusetts borders and encompasses the Hudson River Superfund site, as well as the communities of Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, which has been grappling with water contaminated with the chemical PFOA. Francis and Marchione traded barbs over the crises in the Rensselaer County communities. Francis criticized Marchione for not speaking out against state officials for their perceived delayed response to the contamination.
When the state's failed response became more and more apparent, the senator sided with Governor Cuomo in his failed response. When the people of Hoosick Falls were crying out for hearings to find out what happened, how we're going to solve it, what we're going to do to prevent it from happening again, she fought against having hearings, and she said she was doing that because she wanted to put filters in place. There's no reason why we couldn't be putting filters in place in Hoosick and not having hearings in Albany.
Marchione slammed Francis for a negative campaign billboard in Hoosick Falls depicting a cup of dirty water, saying it was detrimental to local business. She touted what she says she has accomplished for local residents.
Making sure that the water systems for local schools were fixed before they went back. Carbon filtration systems for personal wells made sure that 6 months of the water bills were paid by the state. We had new landmark legislation. And I'm happy to say both the mayor and the supervisor from the town of Hoosick are here, and we've been working cooperatively.
Levy said he'd like to be more proactive in rooting out pollution problems before they're started.
Let's take a close look at the industry around the state, look for the potential for pollution, try to find it before it affects the water table or people's wells, and give rebates to locals who are not on municipal systems so they can go out and have their water tested.
On guns, Marchione touted her A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association and spoke out against the SAFE Act gun control law.
The opposition to it just does not go away. You see signs all over the place. It's the worst piece of legislation, I think, that our legislature has ever passed.
Francis said the law circumvented the democratic process when the governor and legislative leaders flexed their political power. Francis said Marchione has voted to keep the status quo in Albany.
If the senator was truly a champion for upstate New York and for gun rights, she would have voted for John DeFrancesco to be her party's leader, a man who opposed the SAFE Act. But instead, she voted for Long Island's own John Flanagan, a man who worked with Governor Cuomo to pass the SAFE Act.
Levy, a gun owner, said he would have voted for the SAFE Act. The candidates also tackled infrastructure and state education aid. Much of the arguing was between the Democrat and Republican on stage. In a moment of common thought, Francis acknowledged Marchione's work with veterans and said if he were elected, he would like to share ideas with Marchione. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.